CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
This week I spoke with Winnipeg writer Ian Russell about his new book.
Tell me a little bit about yourself as you becoming an author.
I started working in the film industry, doing like locations, finding places where they could film movies that would, you know, cheat for New York or Chicago, or a script that would call for a certain kind of house, and I would try to help them find that house. And I was writing scripts of my own, and made a few short and feature films. But once you have kids, that becomes a daunting process. So I transitioned to writing books, and I grew up in the 80s, so my kind of aesthetic is 80s action comedy, horror cop. So this series, The Revengeist, which I just brought out for Comic-Con, is a parody of an 80s cop movie just set in Winnipeg in a humorous way with gunfights, car chases, an evil robot Mountie, ninjas, nice. Russian assassins. It also deals with, you know, the changing of a city and losing its history and a cop who's getting a bit older. And
so why Winnipeg? What was your... And you don't refer to it as Winnipeg in the book, no?
No, I called it River City just because, for example, it's set during the 81 Canada Cup, but I have, at that same time, the demolishing of Portage Avenue to make way for Portage Place, and that didn't happen for a few years in real life.
Okay.
So I wanted... If I called it Winnipeg and people from here read it, they would say right away, that's wrong, that was 3 years later.
Okay.
So this way I can get away with fudging a few things.
Yeah. So where can people get the books?
Right now, through me on my website, which is ringojones.com.
Okay.
You can email me directly. If you live in Winnipeg, I'll deliver them to your house. It's not a big deal, I have a car.
Perfect.
Or they're on Amazon.
Cool. Well, Ian, thanks a lot for speaking with me.
Sure.
For Winnipeg Slice, I'm Will Reimer.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.